A trio of churches in Hartford's North End have teamed up to provide dinner 6 days a week to anyone who's in need. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, the partnership is one way faith communities are working together to meet basic needs in the midst of the coronavirus.
Father, we honor you and we thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve.
Yes, God.
We ask that you would bless this.
Dion Watkins is the pastor of Mount Olive Church Ministries in Hartford. Tuesdays and Thursdays are Mount Olive nights to give out free dinners to whoever's hungry. No questions asked.
We want to touch their stomachs. There's a lot of families that are hurting.
Would you like a Sprite or water or Pepsi, my love?
Give me Pepsi, please.
All right, precious. God bless you, honey.
Fried chicken and biscuits were hot and ready to go every night at 6 last week, the first week of the program. Jeremy Williams pastors Phillips Metropolitan CME Church down the street. His church gives out dinners on Mondays and Saturdays, but he took time out to see how things were going at Mount Olive.
There are members of my congregation who have battled with COVID-19. Some have even succumbed to it. And so in these times, there's this tricky balance between making sure we can provide for the needs, but also making sure that everybody's staying safe.
Marichelle Montz, whose church, the Citadel of Love, gives out dinners on Wednesdays and Fridays, said that even one meal for people and families who've lost jobs or hours at work makes a difference.
People's money is tight, so for them to be able to know every night they can at least get a meal and maybe use whatever they have for breakfast or lunch, you know, it was a way of us supplementing and helping and sort of being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ in our community.
Together, the three churches gave out 600 dinners during their first week. The pastors say the menu will change each week, but the goal remains the same, opening their spiritual doors to serve the community, even when the doors of their physical churches are closed. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.